This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Some of the Colombian nationals detained by the Haitian National Police in connection with the assassination of President Jovenel Moise took part in U.S. military training and education programs. Pentagon spokesperson confirmed in a statement emailed to VOA. According to the Pentagon, U.S. Defense Department trains thousands of military people from South America, Central America, and the Caribbean each year. Haitian National Police Chief Leon Shaw said police have arrested 18 Colombians in connection with the assassination. U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday during a joint news conference with the visiting Chancellor of Germany, Angela Merkel, that he was not open to U.S. military involvement in the country, but that he would send troops to fortify the U.S. embassy in Haiti. Moise was shot and killed in the pre-dawn hours on July 7th at his home outside Port-au-Prince. His wife was injured in the attack and is recovering from surgery in Miami, Florida. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph told reporters he has spoken with the First Lady multiple times and that she is doing well. The death toll continues to climb, and dozens of reported missing as severe flooding in Germany and Belgium turned streams and streets into raging torrents that swept away cars and caused homes to collapse. Recent storms across the Western Europe area made rivers and reservoirs burst their banks, triggering flash flooding. Speaking at the news conference with President Joe Biden early today, Angela Merkel, the chancellor, said, "With empathy and that our heart goes out to all of those who are in this catastrophe, have lost loved ones, or are still worrying about the fate of the people still missing." For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. government said Thursday it will begin offering up to $10 million for information to identify or locate malicious cyber actors working on behalf of a foreign government that are trying to cripple the internet operations of American businesses and infrastructure. The new reward was announced as the U.S. faces a growing threat from ransomware attacks. The demand from foreign entities that U.S. corporations and institutions pay millions of dollars to unlock critical technology systems that hackers have seized. U.S. officials say the attacks have usually originated overseas, frequently from Russia. The U.S. says that about $350 million in ransom was paid to malicious cyber actors last year, a more than 300% increase from the year before. President Biden said he would review whether it could help the U.S., that is, restore internet in Cuba, which has suffered blackouts since protests erupted over the weekend. A number of U.S. lawmakers have urged the president in recent days to address connectivity issues on the island as protests over food and medicine shortages have rocked Havana, leaving at least one person dead and hundreds arrested. Cuba's president, Miguel Díaz-Canel, and others officials have blamed the unrest on social media posting by Cuban Americans and the U.S. government's decades-long embargo on Cuba. Sanctions and restrictions imposed by former President Donald Trump and a drop in tourism related to the pandemic have put extra pressure on the Cuban economy in recent years. Well, Pfizer and two subsidiaries have agreed to pay $345 million under a proposed settlement to resolve a lawsuit over EpiPen price hikes. The litigation goes back 5 years when lawsuits were filed alleging anti-competitive conduct. EpiPens are automatic injectable devices that are used for emergency treatment of a life-threatening allergic reaction. In 2017, the EpiPen package cost about $100. Today, it costs more than $650. Without pharmacy coupons or discounts. And the administration of Joe Biden on Thursday launching the country's biggest anti-government program in half a century, sending monthly payments for the first time to help most American parents care for their children. The Treasury Department said the money will be deposited into bank accounts of some 39 million households, covering 88% of children in the U.S. For more news, join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting via remote, VOA News.